Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast.
Wait, I'm sorry. What's going on? Okay, I saw that hanging out with the card is in. Okay.
Pete, leave all of this. What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. Tandler doesn't think I'm capable of setting up the record on the recording device. Rich Tandler is very obviously here. How are you,
Tandler? Would be shocking if you
Pete's not running this thing. I can handle it.
Okay, that's true. That's true. Pete is right here. I'm doing great, by the way.
Always. Tandler's always great.
Great day.
Let Pete say hi.
Here at Redskins Park.
Pete and Tandler are sharing a mic.
What's up,
fun.
Guys? Rich, I really like your new shoes. JP broke the news earlier today. They look awesome.
Hard-hitting story.
Yeah.
Tandler stays in New Balances, gets a new pair every summer?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I was excited when I saw him, man. It means we're one step closer to football season.
Exactly. I want them broken in before training camp.
So that's
the idea.
Yeah, you can't get blisters in Richmond, dude. You're toast.
No, man. Be miserable enough.
A lot for us to discuss. Want to start podcast party June 14th. Ashburn, Virginia, Matchbox, home of pizza and sliders. I don't know what I like better, the pizza or the sliders. Tandler, what do you like better?
I really like the sliders.
Do they still serve them with that, like, mountain of onion rings?
Yep.
So damn good. I'm excited. Yep. Lost Rhino is going to be our beer sponsor. We're going to drink a lot of beers. Pete's very concerned about what he should do for his podcast party antics. We'll see if we get to that today. If not, we'll do it next week. A lot for us to discuss. We just watched an OTA session. If it's loud, it's because there's a lot of trucks on the Loudoun County Parkway.
No, that's actually Gloucester Parkway.
Gloucester Parkway. We have reclaimed the Redskins Park picnic tables, which is good news. The actual employees that usually sit out here aren't here for whatever reason. There are a lot of trucks out here. This is a giant FedEx truck right there. All right, I made a schedule of events. So I want to go through OTAs. I want each of us to say something you saw that you liked and something you saw that you noticed. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing, just something that you noticed that, Trey Quinn Twitter's getting out of control. I want to read some tweets on that. Something else we got to talk about, a little internal NBCS Washington thing, and then we're going to say goodbye. So
Paul Richardson we have as a guest, don't we?
Yeah, you're right, Tandler. Forgive me. We have a good interview with Paul Richardson. That will be at the end of the podcast. But let's dive into OTAs. Tandler, what did you see out there that you liked?
I liked the way, and this actually goes back to I wasn't here last week, so I'm not sure what
Damn
went
it,
on.
Tandler.
But going back to the first one, and today, Alex Smith and Jamison Crowder are like, they are
peas and
getting
carrots.
On. They are, yeah. Yes.
They're
peas
getting
and carrots,
on or getting
peas
it
in a
on?
Pod. I don't know.
They're like Matchbox sliders and onion rings. You
Dang.
Would say.
Well done.
Thank you.
Matchbox and Lost Rhino beer.
There you go. They did a lot of special situations today. They did red zone. They did goal line. And every time you look up, it's Alex Smith firing one in to Crowder for a touchdown or for a good gain or something like that. So I like the way that is developing.
All right, Pete, something you like? Tandler actually passed the mic. I thought you were just going to hold it.
That was a good pass, Tandler. Put it right in my hands. I like that Quentin Dunbar seems to be around the ball
a
lot. And normally when the ball is heading in towards Quentin Dunbar's way, it ends up on the ground as an incomplete pass. He did this last week, and he's doing it again this week. He's He's very competitive. He's playing sticky coverage, and he looks strong so far.
All right, that's a good one, Pete. I noticed the same thing. I have a lot more something I noticed than something I liked, but it's also June and hard to take too much. I'm a big fan of Torian Gray. I just like the way he is out there on the practice field as a coach. I think the reps Josh Harvey Clemens is getting are going to be quite valuable. I think it's going to be interesting what happens further down the roster. I really like the D-line depth they have right now, and who the hell knows what will happen. But on June 5th, what day is it? D-Day, right?
6th.
June 6th. I think they look way better on the defensive line, which was far and away the weakest unit on the football team last year. So I think there's stuff to like there. I thought Alex looked pretty sharp in 7-on-7 and 11-on-11, and I think you wrote about this, Taylor, and I think big picture, it's just so refreshing that we're not talking about the quarterback position day in, day out, contractual or anything else. I mean, the last two quarterbacks carried with them so much distractions, whether it was their own creation or the team's creation.
Doesn't and really it was matter. Both in a lot of cases.
Right, but it doesn't really matter right. anymore. Like, that shit is just done.
Right.
And I like that.
Yeah, you've got a
– You like that?
You've got – yes, I do. Yeah, 5-year contract for a veteran quarterback who does not have a Twitter account, Facebook, Snapchat, anything, Snapface, none of that stuff.
You there was no reason to make the old guy joke. You have all those. You know how to work social media.
I do.
You're not good at taking pictures for Twitter, but besides that, you're very good at social media.
Yeah, we got to go over that. I don't understand this.
Yo, if you're going to take a picture from a bar on the beach, don't have the umbrella right in front of you. Take it on the other side of the umbrella.
That's horrible. I thought it gave a better sense of where I was, that I was sitting at a table.
Hey, you do you, RT.
I did think that through a little bit. It wasn't just old
it's
guy picked
day,
up camera.
It's your day, dude. You got fresh birthday. Sneakers. Right. I'm not making fun of you today.
Right, okay.
What is something you noticed out there, though?
I noticed Kevin Hogan, if they were at the
Everybody's
cut
stealing
to 53
mine.
Today, he would not make the team.
The play we saw today, there's zero chance they keep a third quarterback.
Yeah.
And for the folks out there that were saying Colt could be in trouble, no, he's not.
No, he's not. You know, he's not a rookie. He's been around he's started some games.
He's started a game.
Yes. And, you know,
he might have just had a bad day, but he had a bad day.
Just holding on to the ball, could not get rid of it, couldn't, just not good. So that was my notice.
Yeah. That was, I think we all noticed that one.
Yep.
Yeah, that was going to be my notice as well. So I'll do another thing I liked. For the second straight practice, I'd say Robert Davis made the play of the day, at least in the media OTAs, with another deep connection with Colt McCoy. And you're looking at the bottom of the roster with the receivers. You got Trey Quinn, Maurice Harris, who caught a fade route for a touchdown, Robert Davis. There's going to be competition there. And Davis did it against second-team guys, but it's nice to see him get open and make big plays. He'll have to continue to do that throughout the preseason.
I didn't see the corner, but it was DeShazer Everett, an occasional.
I believe
it was started about half the year.
It was the corner is a dude that's not going to make the team.
Right.
Danny Johnson. And all respect due to Danny Johnson.
Right.
But
no offense to the Johnson family.
Right. Did you see on the next play after Chase was back there and got beat, he just like it was like a simple little toss, and Chase like fired into the pulling guard.
Yeah.
Like I think he was unhappy with how the previous play
had
gone.
You know, it was his deep coverage. And,
right.
Davis had a couple of steps on him, and it was a good throw from Colt.
Right, yeah, it was. Something I noticed that I guess I liked, but I definitely noticed it. So in OTAs especially, there's a lot of kind of downtime where they run through special team stuff and they work different. Kick returners, they work different. Punt returners, they work different. Kicking teams, different punt teams, and they're running through bodies. And generally, especially skill players that you know are going to play, they're not taking part in those drills. So like Crowder and Paul Richardson, those guys aren't playing much on specials unless it's as a returner. They're not going to be gunners. They're not going to be on the kickoff team. They're kind of just taking a knee on the sideline. Every time that happened, every time there was a breakout, and whenever there's breakouts like that, the quarterbacks go off to their own corner with the QB coach, and they either talk or they'll throw the ball. But, you know, those guys are a self-contained unit in a lot of ways. Every time that happened, Josh Doctson was over there with them. And I just found it interesting. At one point, they were doing this drill where usually it's like a coach is the fourth. So it'd be like Colt throwing to Hogan, and then usually it'd be Alex Smith throwing to like a coach and then just throwing back and forth. But it was Doxson as the fourth. And it seemed like Alex Smith was throwing it as hard as he could to Doxson. And they were like trying to work on that. Then at another point, they came down on the goal line and they were working on little slants and not quite fades, but like all these different little things that I found quite interesting. And I think it's entirely premature to suggest that they're not on the same page and they're trying to get there. I just think they're trying to get there.
Yeah, well, you can't have too much work
right.
in those situations. So, I caught a little bit of that too. I wasn't looking at the detail that you were, but that's interesting. But you know, Doxson's going to be he's the key guy.
I still think Reed's the key guy, man.
Kind of going off that, Taylor, you wrote about it. Last year, the most often red zone receiver targeted was Ryan Grant.
Yeah, on third down.
On third down. Okay.
I was kind of looking at it. You know, it's 25 plays over the course of a year, so it's not a huge sample size. But, he did throw more to Ryan Grant on third down from the red zone than anybody.
Yeah, so Redskins fans don't want Josh Doxson's number should be probably the highest out of the receivers. Third down, no matter what down it is in the red zone, so it's good that Smith and him are getting as much chemistry early as they possibly can.
And Jordan Reed got zero, which I also found a little strange. Even though he only played six
That's
games,
gonna
you're
going
to stumble into one or two
right.
over the course of those games.
The other thing I noticed, and I tried to watch as much as I could, and it's hard because you run in a million directions, but Pete had in his notes last week that Ryan Anderson did some work with the D-line. I didn't see any of that today. I don't know if you guys saw any of that.
No.
I mean, like, when they were out in team drills. But I do get the sense that they're trying to figure out what to do with him. And I'm not sure he has – maybe they're coming. And maybe it's hard to judge right now because they don't have pads on. But after what we've seen, which is more than a year now, does he look like an NFL pass rusher to you, Taylor?
No.
He
has not done that at all.
And then I saw they ran like a little waggle with Alex coming – like it was like a, you know – fake dive off one side. Alex is coming back to his right. Doxson's streaking down the field, and it's like Ryan Anderson, because he's the OLB in the situation, is in coverage on Doxson, and he's not keeping up there. Now that's Gruden's offense finding a schematic weakness in the defense. I get that, but I don't know that you can deploy him in that situation because other teams are going to find that too.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, if he's not – you need four outside linebackers who
right.
can contribute and rotate in there. So if not him, who?
Who?
You know, there really isn't.
Pete Robertson?
Yeah. You know, I don't think he's a guy. He's a guy you want.
And that's us counting on McPhee, who played six, eight games last year. He's missed 12 games the last 3 years for the Bears. I know that.
So he's got
Kerrigan and Preston Smith have been very durable. Combined 9 years, neither of them have missed a game.
They're not going to play 70 snaps for 16 games.
Right. So that to me is a situation worth monitoring. A lot of these are situations worth monitoring to see who the cut is, to see how do they get to 60 line or how many wideouts are they going to keep or how many young corners do you roll the dice with. The OLB situation is like, huh, what happens after Preston and Kerrigan?
Yeah.
That's where I'm starting to get to.
Yeah, I think we've been there for a while.
Well, last year at this point, there was Junior Gallette, there was Trent Murphy.
Right.
It was a different situation.
Anderson was your second-round pick, and you figured he was going to contribute.
Right. You thought you were five strong there. Murphy gets hurt. Anderson doesn't contribute hardly at all. You know, this year, I think they're going into Richmond with Kerrigan and Preston are top eight talents on the team. I mean, it depends where you want to rank Preston, but Kerrigan's a top five player on the team. Preston's probably certainly top 10.
So should they pick up the phone and call, I don't know what the Louisiana area code is, and get Junior back in Burgundy
and
Gold?
He's a New Yorker, but maybe he's down there. Who knows? Has that ship sailed?
I don't know.
Judging no reason by social media, it appears to have sailed.
Well, because I don't think anybody's mad at anybody. I just think it didn't work out.
Can change things.
Yes.
You know? Money is the answer to everything.
And unemployment is also, if you're unemployed as late July approaches.
I don't know, man. That's an interesting one to watch. All right. So Darius Geis just retweeted my quote of Gruden saying that watching him catch the ball is exciting. Kind of funny. All right, so Trey Quinn Twitter is getting to be pretty funny.
Hasn't it just kind of turned into Chuck Norris jokes?
It totally has.
Yeah, and so, I like them all.
So I said Trey Quinn caught a TD, and he had a nice catch from, I think, did Kevin Hogan have a good throw, or was it a Colt pass?
I think he stumbled into a good throw.
All right. Quinn had a nice TD grab during, I think it was just 7-on-7.
All right, did a little stutter step and had like three guys who aren't going to make the team, but still.
Right.
Strolled right through him.
So all I tweeted was Trey Quinn caught a TD, and at Coach A. Guild responded to me, while learning CPR, Trey Quinn actually brought the practice dummy to life. I got another one.
These kind of just sound like Taylor's Got Jokes, Trey Quinn edition. Like, just cheesy as hell, but kind of funny.
At Tree Farmer Greg said, just the thought of Trey Quinn inflates Tom Brady's balls. I got another one, I'm trying to find it, that said, Trey Quinn watches 60 minutes and 20 minutes, which these are probably actually Chuck Norris jokes that they're just kind of recycling, but they're funny, man.
Well, if you skip past the commercials, that's not that hard to do.
Jeez, Stanley. Even Burgundy Blog, who is our friend and a astute Redskins fan, quote tweeted me and said, wide receiver 4 for Trey Quinn. Let's run through this depth chart, shall we?
Gruden called him the quiet assassin.
Called him the quiet assassin, a QB-friendly target. Yes. Gruden had high praise for him, too.
And has him playing every wide receiver position.
So, all right, Doxson, Richardson, Crowder, certainly. And then it is kind of question marks. Mo Harris, Robert Davis.
Brian Quick.
Trey Quinn.
That 4 position, I mean, it's up for grabs. That doesn't mean that Quinn is going to win it or anything, but it's available.
Nick Mencio, who's a Roto World writer, quote tweeted my tweet and said, Trey Quinn or Gruden is the heavy favorite to replace Ryan Grant as Jay Gruden's adopted son.
Somebody, I did a Trey Quinn video a couple weeks ago, and I was quote tweeted by somebody saying Bill Belichick is ready to trade 2 first-round picks to get Trey Quinn in that receiver core. So everybody loves Trey Quinn these days.
Dude, and he's looked good.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
The hype, he's living up to the hype.
The hype rocket.
How often does that happen?
The hype rocket. I know, man. Twitter's funny, man. All right. I lost my notes. All right. We're going to talk about something serious for a second, and then we're going to go to these Paul Richardson interviews. If you follow us on Twitter if you're on Twitter, you saw the news in the last week here that Chick Hernandez is – I don't even know the right term here – that NBC Sports Washington didn't pick up Chick Hernandez's contract. And in all likelihood, it seems we're not going to be working with Chick anymore starting next week or sometime here in the immediate future.
Sometime soon, yeah.
Personally – it stinks. Chick's my friend. He's really good at television. He's an asset out here. He has a great relationship with Jay Gruden and a lot of these coaches. Our business sucks, and business moves have to be made. But Chick's my friend, and I'm going to miss working with him.
Yeah, me too. He's a very entertaining guy to have around.
He's funny, man.
He can dish it out, and he can take it.
Yeah.
And he definitely will be missed, no doubt.
Pete, he went at you hard. You want to say anything?
Yeah, Chick dished it out with me a lot more than I dished it out to him. But in like the past 4 or 5 months where we've worked together pretty closely, it was just cool to watch how he prepares for a show and pick up little things here and there. And he was a good role model and someone I kind of looked up to, and it sucks. It really does suck.
Business, man. We love you, Chick. I highly doubt you're listening to this, but so you know. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to these Paul Richardson interviews now. And we will see you guys next Thursday, Matchbox Ashburn.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You are 3 weeks into OTAs now, maybe a month. How does it feel to be a Washington Redskin, getting acclimated to Alex Smith, your new life here on the East Coast?
It's been great so far, man. I've been 3 weeks of OTAs out here training for about a month or so before that. So we've been out here having a ball, man, getting to know one another, learning the offense, learning what guys can do, what our guys are better at, and using this to our advantages.
What's it like going from a quarterback like Russell Wilson, who makes so many things happen with his feet, to a guy like Alex Smith, who's mobile but not quite Russ?
I think it's just different. You know, it's more pocket passing, which is like, you know, a little different from Seattle, of course. But, I mean, it's better for me. I'm able to run routes. I'm able to, you know, the timing's a little different and the ball placement's different. So I think Alex and I coming in at the same time kind of helped us, because we're working on our chemistry as well as learning the offense at the same time.
And a lot of fans kind of identify you as this burner, as this deep threat, but you just mentioned running routes there. You can do a lot more than just the nine, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, man. I think the nine is a good go-to. I think it's a good, like, X-factor, change of pace. I think you got to try team downfield, you know, to keep them honest. But, yeah, man, I like doing everything. I like when they put me inside. I like when they, you know, move me around across formation. I have fun being an athlete out there, man. So, you know, just maximizing my roles.
I know you did some of this in Seattle where it would be misdirection and then they'd run you on a drag back the other way. I thought I saw one of those out there where the TD went to Geis on the other side. Do you look forward to doing stuff like that where your speed can be a weapon even in short yardage situations?
Definitely. I think speed is always a weapon, whether it's to beat guys and get the speed the ball, or is to create opportunities to get other people open by drawing attention. So, you know, wherever they feel, I think Jay doing a good job so far as working me in. I think that, you know, he'll keep putting me in positions to either draw attention or be able to use my speed to make plays downfield or across the field.
Speed is always a weapon, Paul. Thanks very much. Good luck.
Thanks for having me.